Do I still stand okay?
Yes. You sound like you're on a phone, but it's fine. It works.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Do you like movie podcasts hosted by inebriated people? That's Kai with the cracking voice and Heather's touched by evil. One thinks he's Spider-Man, the other is a ninja. It's the Men I Love Film Podcast, it's the Milkcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Milkcast. This is the Men I Love Films podcast where we don't do movie reviews. Nope. Place where people like films get together and deal with that shit. I am your host, Kai. Joining me, as always, unfortunately, my co-host, Heather Baxdale. Say hello, Heather.
Hello, and that's fortunately for everyone else, not for you. You're the mean guy. Why are you so mean to that girl, Kai? Why are you so mean to that girl?
Let's spend a moment with you. We'll talk about it.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Heather.
All right, so you want to get into that story? You want me to tell that story?
I think that story's fantastic.
Okay, so there's this group of people, there's like this thing called Band, and there's a thing called Discord. And they're both ways for like gamers to like hook up and do stuff together. And it's really helpful if you play Pokemon Go. Because if you want to do raids, you need like at least 7 people. So out here, we found like a little local like raid group. So they think I'm really funny when we go out and stuff. They said, you know, we went on vacation last week, and they said it sucked because they would go to these raids, and everybody's just staring at the phones not saying anything. And I come in there, and I start yelling and shit. So the one girl, we were talking, she laughed. She said that was funny. She found out I had a podcast. She asked if she could listen. So I sent her a link. I didn't think she would listen, but she did. So I see her a few days later at a raid, and she comes up to me and goes, Kai, you're really funny. Your podcast is really funny. And she goes, I have one question, though. And I go, what? And she goes, why are you so mean to that girl? So apparently the fucking shtick is being lost on some people, and I made me turn it down. So, Heather, this year, my resolution is to be nicer to you.
I don't want you to, though. It's not fun.
I'm going to treat you like shit when you act like a fucking ass. That's going to happen at least 3 times a show. But I'm not going to be outright mean, because I think what people don't know is that Heather and I just kind of, like, ran with, like, a shtick for the show, and some people think I'm actually being a dick to you.
No, it's not. In fact, I love it. My favorite mean name that Kai gives me is Numbnuts, because it's such a crotch old man name, and, like, nobody says that anymore.
That's what I call my kids. They got their nuts and Nimrod.
Yeah, it's old. I love it. It's great. It's fantastic. Besides, you don't hear me crying. But I do laugh every time. Everyone's like, be nicer. I'm like, what the? It's always been like this. It's fun. Suck it up.
If you had any idea the level of stress you caused me, they would back me up.
I'm not stressful. I'm fun.
If you say so. So we've had, like, a lot of issues lately. In fact, today, right as we were about to get in the show, my computer has decided to update. I'm coming on an iPad today, and apparently I sound like I'm in a submarine. We're going to do our best today. It's going to be a bit of a chaotic show. Heather, do you want to tell everyone why we haven't posted a show since Halloween? I think they think we probably stopped doing the show again, but we didn't. You want to tell them what happened?
Skynet's finally taken over, and the Terminator movies are about to be real. So
this is the shit I'm talking about. Do you have any actual facts to share with people?
Yes, we've had some technical difficulties. We did a show with Dylan that was supposed to be our end of the year show, and it was actually a really, really good one, too. I was really depressed about that. Then we lost a November show with Damien because we were going to post it later, but enough time passed that the files were corrupted and unusable, and then other things happened after that seemed hopeful, and then it was crushed again. So I think our last episode was actually with Soto on Halloween, where everyone thought we were actually going on hiatus.
It was. So now here's why I come and clean up everything Heather just said so it makes sense. So what happened was, before Jason's episode, which is our annual Halloween episode, we recorded 2 shows that were supposed to be our 2 December shows that would get us to the new year, and then we were going to take a vacation and come back in January. We lost both those shows. And then we managed to find one of them, and the technical problems Heather had were so bad, I didn't even want to deal with it. So we're going to have that guest back on in February. But it's January, so here on the MILFcast, we do something special for our first 2 shows of the year. We're going to get into that right now. This has been enough time with Heather. Let's start the big show.
This has been A Moment with Heather.
Okay, so it's the end of the year, so it's time for the Tournament of Champions. This is where we bring back the highest scorers that are able to appear on the show to compete in a NCAA-style bracket trivia-style tournament, playing the game that we play all year. And this year, we have one rule. We offer the top 5 scorers a spot in the game. They have to be able to show on the date and time, because it's really hard to schedule 7 people. Even though people from the UK managed to find their way here, East Coast to find their way here, there are some people that are just total bitches about it. Not that everybody said nose bitch, but I'm going to say half of them were. So, We got five here today to compete. I'm gonna list them in order from lowest to highest score of people that were able to be here. And most of them are five, so it's not really that bad. But anyway, starting in our fifth spot with 13 points, we have our guest Todd Liebenau. Say hello, Todd.
Hey, great to be back.
Great to have you, man. In fourth place, we have the serial killer himself, the three first name guy, J. Wayne Howard. Say hello, Jay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wayne. I'm going to have to call you Wayne. Your name's Wayne anyway. We have too many J's today. Wayne had 14 and a half points. Why did we give you the half point?
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember why that was now. It's been so long. You got me. Do you remember
that?
It must have been. Because that's a pretty good score. Why would I remember?
Why would Heather remember?
That's silly.
Trying to throw her a bone. That's all. It's like...
That's because he's a gentleman. See, Kat, that's how you talk to ladies, right there.
Oh, you know what's great? I've already fucked the show up. So, that was...
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, that was Wayne coming in third spot. In the fifth spot, our last spot, was actually our buddy Jay Cluett. Say hello, Jay.
Hello. Yes, I'm the loser. Hi.
Jay is the new Shepherd, taking over for Dylan, taking Dylan's sloppy seconds and running that show over there for no money.
I'm taking Dylan sloppy fourths at this point. But.
Yeah, seriously. check out the Large Slow Season Move Blog. It's kind of cool place. I actually designed a new logo for them. Jay, I will send it to you after the show. I actually completed it. I had to redraw it from scratch, but I did the artwork for the new logo, and I'm really excited about it. So the problem was when I did the original one, I had just started doing graphic art, and when Jay posted to Twitter that, hey, this is the new one, I saw every little fuck-up I ever did. So I've fixed it. And I'm going to send it to you today.
That's my bad for taking almost a year to post it. So I'll take the blame for that.
I'm totally going to say it's your fault.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
In the number two spot, former champion, returning competitor from last year, one of our favorite guests, my future co-host on one of this, either this show or another. We haven't decided yet. Give it up for DJ Valentine.
Kai, Heather, listeners, I'm TV legend DJ Valentine, here to talk to you today about something near and dear to my heart. Commemorative coins. Wait.
You were on TV?
Wait, we're not talking about that, right? I'm not even a TV legend.
I don't even remember you being on TV.
See, Kai, onset dementia is a problem with my family, so I'm gonna probably just chalk that one up to that. But I'm happy to be here anyway. I think this is the bus station.
I can't doing another commercial, actually.
No. I can do
I'm
a commercial.
Buying whatever he's selling.
Tide Stick, Tide Pods. Put them in your Oreos. Eat them. They're great.
Put them in your Oreos?
Oreo
Tide. Long story.
That's like the most fucked up s'more.
It gets your mouth clean.
Forever.
All right, well, probably funny on DJ, but let's move on to our top scorer with 18 points. We have no idea how he does this well, because we're pretty sure all he does is watch schlocky horror films. He's our good buddy Jason Soto. Say hello, Jason.
What is up, everybody?
Hi.
Hey.
How you been, Jason?
I'm just here. What's up?
That's what I asked you. This is where you fell.
Oh. Okay.
You do a podcast, right? You know how this works?
Yeah, but I'm usually the one doing all the talking, so me having to be quiet for that long.
You know what? If you're used to doing all the talking, here's a good spot for that. I'm just saying, buddy. nothing? Okay, we're going to move on.
Tide Stick. It's a great...
Jason's had too many fucking Tide Pods. All right, so let me explain how this show works. So, like I said, this is the NCAA-style bracket, and I call it NCAA-style because a few years ago we implemented a thing where the last two people that we invited had to fight for that final spot on the show. And so what we do is we have the fourth and fifth spot competitors, in this case would be Todd and Jay. You're going to play one round to see if you can move on. Now, this might seem daunting, but actually the play-in player has won this a few times. I want to say Steve Bush has done it maybe twice. So it's not really a bad spot to be in. It just means you got to play an additional round. And at that point, we do it, you know, the one seed plays the four seed, two seed, three seed, and then we have a little championship. The game is just like the normal game, and if you never listened to the show, I wouldn't suggest starting this week. I'd go back and listen to our regular shows to get an idea of what we normally do. This is a different format than we normally do, but we do play this game at the end where... Basically, I have seven clues for a film that include year and genre of the film, actors in the film, director, Tagline, if you get it on the first guess from the first clue, you get 7 points. Second clue is 6 points, so on down. We usually do three films for a perfect score of 21, if possible. However, we have to throw a wrench in that. So for the wild card round today, and I'd like everyone else to just kind of be quiet. Feel free to chime in, but let's give the forefront right now to Jay and Todd. I'm going to call you guys forward. You have three films today. You will go through all three films until one of you is either wins outright on points or until one of you is mathematically eliminated, meaning if one of you were to score 8 points in the first two films, we would not do the third round. The other guy would be mathematically eliminated. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the following rounds, we will do five films for each round. But for this one, just the three. This is the play-in. Now, the thing I've changed here is I have gotten rid of, because you guys are champions. You guys are the best of the best. So I have gotten rid of genres and directors.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, fucking yeah.
That's so mean.
Your first clue will be a year. That's it. That's all you're going to get. However, for this first round, I did theme it. And for you too, for this play-in round, these are all animated films.
Oh.
Okay. So,
now are we guessing at the same clues, or we each have our own clues?
You each get one guess per clue. Whoever chimes in first gets to go first. Now,
we chime in by yelling our name.
This is Skype, and Skype is daunting. And I've been on Jay's show where I've literally said my name 45 seconds before someone else, and he could not hear me. So I will be the judge. Heather will be my backup. And if we still can't decide, we'll go to the rest of the group.
Okay? So you're already against me picking me because of how you've been screwed over on my show. Got it. Got it, Kai.
I'm here,
right.
Jay. I'm just gonna go to the table. I have a say. It's small, but my say is here.
It is very small. Okay. So... your first film, here we go, we're starting right now. Your first film is a 2008.
Jay.
Jay.
Wooly.
That's incorrect.
Now,
Todd, you got a free guess at it.
There is
a 10-second limit. I'm a little liberal with it, but for the most part, we're going to keep the show moving today.
Tangled.
For your second clue, Will.i.am is a voice in this film.
Oh.
Say it again.
Will.i.am is a voice in this film.
Todd.
Chad.
Turbo.
That's incorrect.
2008. Wooly is the only animated film I know from that year. Shrek the Third. I don't know.
Okay, for 3 points, the tagline to this film is "Still together, still lost."
That's why you're on the show. You know things. I don't.
Jay.
I don't participate.
Jay.
Ice Age, The Meltdown.
That's incorrect. I'll give you 5 seconds to take a guess at it.
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
For 4 points, David Schwimmer has a voice in this film.
Jay. Madagascar 2.
I'm going to need the correct title.
Oh. Holy hell.
Todd,
Madagascar
Todd.
2. It's not Europe's Most Wanted. That's the third one. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I think I'm out of that.
Heather,
the jungle.
Yes, Kai.
Back to the fucking jungle.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's got two in it.
Let's just think a second about Madagascar, Back to the Jungle.
I don't know.
Do we want to be a dick here, Heather? I mean, he did say Madagascar 2, which is the correct thing. Are we going for subcolon proper titles?
I don't, because I have a sensitivity to that, because I can never get the right ones unless it's Fast and Furious movies, so.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and give Jay the point.
Woo! I'll take it. What is it?
Escape from Africa, right?
Oh.
Escape to Africa.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It's a sequel. Number two, Escape to Africa.
To Africa.
Okay. See, that's why I had the two. Okay, fine. That's what I haven't seen.
Jay, you get the 4 points.
Yay.
Okay. Your second film is a 2010. That's fun. Heather has no idea what any of these are. Yay!
How to Train Your Dragon.
For 7 points, eliminating Khan.
Oh,
right. Okay, that was a great squeal. Man. I'm impressed. That was joy right there.
Train your fucking dragon. Oh, I need the correct title, though.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, there you go.
How to Train Your Dragon. and where to find them? I don't know.
And where to find them?
God, that would have been a better movie.
I swear that's the UK title. I don't know.
I think it had more of a title.
So Jay, so Todd, you're eliminated. Thanks for setting a time in your afternoon for that 4 seconds of glory. You're completely welcome to hang out or say fuck you and bail. It's completely up to you. Unless you're recording, then you must stay here.
Well, how many people are recording?
I'm recording.
In light of the fact that I have a bunch of M. Night Shyamalan films to watch for Jay, I think I am going to drop. So
way too much backstory, but it was nice having you, Todd. Right.
Bye, Todd. Yeah. Thank you.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
He's gone.
Good. We don't like losers. So, <you're gonna
laughs> Jesus.
You were all thinking it. So, I just want to mention what the prize is. So, DJ, you won last year, right? You want to tell everybody what you won last year?
I won some goodies from the Man I Love Films podcast. No money was slipped in my pockets for me to say that, but I got a bunch of can I say what it was? I got a bunch of t-shirts and buttons and doodads, and I've gotten the Brad Pitt Edward Norton film Fight Club on Blu-ray from Fox Studios, owned by Disney.
Yeah, I think what we actually called it was a box of shit. We basically sent you a box of shit.
Well, I got the wrong shit because I didn't get any shit per se. I got a bunch of cool stuff.
Well, one man shits, another guy swag. My point is, we sent you a box of shit we didn't want in our house anymore. And congratulations, we're going to do that again this year. However, Jay, where do you live?
The UK.
Okay.
Across an ocean.
Yeah, you're not getting a fucking box of shit, okay? You're getting an envelope of shit.
Well, if you could, if I win, fucking... which I'm not going to win, but if you can get it to the next few days, my wife is currently in Arizona. So.
Sorry.
Hell, he can drive there.
He's
then
doing
you can
this
Dylan.
Sweet British, like, oh, I'm never gonna win. It's impossible. Oh, ho, ho, ho,
were dude. You not here last year? I died early last year. And DJ is on this call. No one is walking away from this but DJ. Come on.
Hey, don't put the pressure on me, man. I'm drunk.
I'm trying to put the pressure on you, drunk. DJ. I need you to have pressure on you to give anyone else a chance.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so, yeah, Jay, if you're to win, we'll figure something out. Yeah, yeah. I'll send you some of my stickers and stuff. This year, I'm going to include some of my art stuff that I've been doing, some stickers and pins and stuff, and then we have some t-shirts and some Blu-rays and some other shit we'll send you. So that's what we're playing for today.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to send you all the DVDs that Jason has sent me over the years that I have not watched.
Pay it forward. There we go.
All right, so let's move on to round one. We're going to start with DJ. And, because nobody wants to hear from Jay for a minute, Jay's going to end up taking on Jason. So DJ is going to be playing Wayne. Let's get that one going on.
Okay.
Now, I will let you two vote, and it must be unanimous. I have one more animated film. Would you like that in your round?
No, save it for our round.
I don't care either way.
Okay. Wayne?
I don't care. Doesn't matter.
All right, let's do it then. Since no one cares...
I care.
I like this how you all take a firm stance on everything. That's my favorite part about you guys.
I guess. So, I don't know. Whatever.
So I'll go ahead and give you the last one I had. It is a 2014.
DJ. Big Hero 6?
That's incorrect, DJ. Also, I didn't call on you. Please wait to be called on.
Oh. I mean, they only have smoke. What?
Well, what if you had the right film, but you didn't hear that he timed in, and I go, technically I have to go to him, and he's the wrong film, but then he says your film, and you get fucked.
I'm filling time here. I don't want to fill, you know, the gap. There was so much of a gap. I mean, you don't ring in Jeopardy, and Alistair Breck like, stares at you and goes, yes.
But right, he might do that now, though.
This would be a good time for Jay to do his Sean Connery for Kai. Mm, your mother's a whore.
I've not had enough to drink to do that.
Jay, I can get Todd on the phone right now.
I'm stone cold sober.
We changed our mind. It's Escape to Africa. Come back on the show.
I'll tell you what the 2014 film is now if you want. I'll get that point.
Thank you. Wayne, would you like to guess?
Sure. Hotel Transylvania.
That is incorrect. Number two, for 6 points, Jonah Hill is in this film.
DJ.
DJ?
Can I answer now? Can I answer now?
I called you.
The Lego Movie.
For 6 points, it is the Lego Movie. Yeah, that's okay, Wayne. Remember, we're doing five films now instead of three, so you've got time to make this up, okay? So we're going to go to your second film now. Now, from here on out, no more animated films. These are just movies. You will not be receiving a director or a genre. Just a year. Here we go. Round one. Second film is in 1996. Heather's no, brain doesn't even start going on a year. Like, she's just not even going to play till the second clue. I bet.
No,
right,
no. I have no idea.
DJ, do I get... I don't get the points deducted if I guess, right? I can't... I'm trying to remember.
No. You get a guess at every clue. You get one guess.
Fargo?
That is incorrect. Wayne, would you like to take a guess?
Sure. Time to Kill.
Okay, for 6 points, Brian Cox is in this movie. Like...
Wayne.
Fucking other one. Wayne.
Super Troopers.
That is incorrect. We're 1996, Wayne. That was a decade prior.
Yeah. I realized it after I said it. But...
He is in every movie. DJ, would you like to guess?
It gets confusing.
Let me think. Brian Cox. A DJ.
Sounds dirty when you say it. Go ahead.
Brian Cox. He was in a movie with Gina. It's called The Long Kiss Goodnight. That was 96, right?
Yes, it was, and it's 6 points to you for guessing that one right there for a total of 12 right now. No, wait, you're still not mathematically eliminated.
Right, but I'm getting very close.
Yeah,
I'm getting pushed to the edge,
buddy. You're telling that line.
I'm rusty. I should have done some flashcards or something beforehand. You know, so.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna go to your third film. This is a 2001.
Gladiator's 2000.
No, we eliminated Gladiator. Wayne.
American Beauty.
That is incorrect. DJ's eliminated Gladiator. No, it's just
It's not Gladiator. That was a year
not before. Lego Movie. It's not what's coming out this week. Yeah. It's not Justice League.
Thank God it's not a Justice League movie. Thank Christ. I need another clue.
Okay, he's passing. For 6 points, Paul Soder is in this movie.
Paul Soder?
I'm going to need a country of origin.
Who the fuck is Paul Soder?
From the last name Paul Soder. Wayne!
Is that Super Troopers?
What the hell?
Take me a second.
It comes around.
I almost didn't want to say it because I was like, there's no way.
Is that all you can say?
Here's what happened. I'm putting the movies together. I'm like, what else is Brian Cox in? Let's go have a look-see. So, everything in the world came up. So, I'm sifting through there, and I see all the Broken Lizard guys. And I'm like, nobody's going to know all their names. And everybody will get it by Chandrasekhar or Heffernan, but let's see how far we can go. And then I looked down after that last film, and I was like, oh, poor Wayne. He's not even going to keep coming. But congratulations, you've got 6 points.
Yay! Funny story, not that it matters, and I'm slowing down the game, but he is the only member of Broken Lizard I didn't meet, I have not met, which pisses me off, because he, like, ducked out the back at the end of the show when they were there, and I'm like,
you have three first names.
Yep.
That is true.
John Wayne Gacy, Harvey Lee Oswald, you know.
Gacy's not a first name.
Blowing the show down. All right, let's go to your next film. Your fourth film is a 2005.
DJ?
DJ.
Batman Begins?
No, but your year was spot on for that guess. Wayne. 5 seconds, Wayne.
I know, I'm trying to think of something, anything. I've got nothing. I got nothing. We can move on.
You know the rules?
But I break them. Breaking the law.
All right, for 6 points, Dan Aykroyd is in this movie.
What?
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. You guys know him.
Dan Aykroyd.
He did shit.
Oh yeah, I know him, but I'm trying to, what the fuck he did in 2005? Mm. What the fuck did he do?
Not much.
Yeah.
As it turns out.
Come on, Dan.
Dan Aykroyd.
He shows up in strange things.
He pops up in random shit.
Pops up in Bedmo hawking his skull vodka.
Yeah. That's what I was just thinking about, because I feel like he came through town hawking his fucking vodka with everything around the same time.
Aliens are real. Aliens are real.
I went to see him, and he ducked out the back, and I only got to meet Murray and Egon. It fucking sucked. I hate that guy. I like that I called him Egon, like that's his fucking name. Alright. Do you guys have a guess for this?
Man, Aykroyd. No.
Okay, we're going to the next clue. For 5 points, have a nice end of the world.
Wayne.
Wayne.
Oh, shit. I lost the name of the movie. Fuck.
I'll give you a sec. It's fair. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh.
Heather, sing him down. Go ahead.
Evolution.
It is Evolution for 5 points, you guys. We have a white hot battle here.
Oh, it's anyone's game.
Everything just got really awkward.
Okay, so Wayne has 11, DJ has 12. Somebody's gonna win right now, guys. This is exciting times. Here we go. Your next film, I really like this film too, is in 1990.
I hate it when you just stop after the year and you don't give any more information.
I know, and I put an A in front of it for some reason because I'm used to doing that with the genres.
1990. DJ?
DJ?
Home Alone?
No, that is incorrect.
I think that was 91.
I was thinking 91, too.
I thought it was 90.
Cough button.
Sorry.
Wayne, I'll give you 5 seconds.
Bow, bow.
See, now you got me thinking Ferris Bueller all day.
Like, another world. Fucked up.
Like, no, it's not right. No.
All right. We're moving on. Hands on mouth buzzers, guys. Hands on mouth buzzers. Okay.
Okay.
I think this could be a dead giveaway for this film. Heather, I need your ears. You listen close.
I'm listening close.
Tisha Campbell-Martin is in this movie.
DJ? House Party?
Did you almost say Home Alone again?
I almost said Home Alone again.
He got so excited. He had his hand over his mouth. It sounded weird.
It's very funny because when you said Home Alone, I said, oh my God, you have no idea how close you are. It is House Party. That is correct,
yes.
DJ.
Nice.
I haven't heard of that film or actor/actress.
Martin! Sorry.
Kai brings it up quite often. Damn, Gina!
Damn!
She is, in fact, the Gina in Damn Gina.
Yeah, that's right. She is Gina.
Fun fact.
Jay's like, I still have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
she's also in Little Shop of Horrors. She's one of the three.
Yeah. I know that.
And Pam.
Her and Trina Arnold. Yeah, Pam.
Wait, you're a fierce competitor. I don't want anyone to tell you different.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Plus, DJ is very, very formidable.
I'm Heather, so formidable. I'm wearing a Dr. Seuss shirt right now. I am super formidable.
Hey, don't fuck with the Seuss.
Yeah, I know. Seuss will fuck
with you. That was gangster as fuck.
Hop on top, baby.
Wayne just sounded like a Corleone. He's like, hey, don't fuck with the Seuss.
Don't you fuck with the Seuss.
Shit just got very real.
Heather, do me a favor. Say something sweet to Wayne to console him in this time of sorrow joining the losing squad. Can you please say something nice to him to send him away?
You have the most magnificent beard I've ever seen.
Thank you. Well, you'll be upset. You see the latest picture of all of it?
No, you didn't cut it, did you?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, the work thing's coming up, and I was like, oh, take a little bit off. And my definition of a little bit is a very broad definition compared to my barber. He wiped off about 5 inches. Yes.
I want to hear more about this. Wait, because this is Matt, I love beards. Please, let's talk about you and your barber and your difference in opinions on inches. Because they're always adding, typically, not taking away. How much did you want to lose, Wayne, and what did your barber do?
So I figured I was like, you know, a couple inches because I started to get the French fork, which really kind of sucks, you know. And I was just like, I just want to get it just above that fork and, you know, return life to its little bit of its glory. And then I told him I wanted to round it out a little bit too because it's a little boxy. And he's like, okay, so I'll just round a little bit. And the next thing I know, like now, you know, I'm so used to like brushing, combing it down with my hand, and all of that is gone. Absolutely all of that is like no longer. So that is an entire hand width. It's like, where is it at? You know, it's like tumbleweeds on the floor of the barbershop. I was like, oh my God. Well, it's gone now. So
back to- I empathize with that. That is rough. And lots of guys try to have beards because it is very a thing, but you have a beard, sir. It is nice.
That's a beard.
That is a fucking beard. It is.
I've had a lot of people admire it. Men and women's hands have run through this beard.
What? Also,
that's a long story for another time.
Yo, oh no, please, let's do it now in the middle of the show, like the other thing. Hey, Wayne, you know what else is like tumbleweeds? Your spot in this competition. You're welcome to hang out with us, Al. It was a pleasure to have you. You're a good competitor. You fought hard. You just got defeated by a very good one. So thank you again for coming on. Please feel free to sit back and enjoy or drop off whatever is more comfortable to you, okay?
All right, will do. Congrats, DJ. Okay.
Thank you, man. Good game.
Thanks. Good game.
Congrats, nothing. He's won shit yet. He has two other people he's got to take down.
And he will.
And Soto has not said a word all day other
Soto
than
just,
I think.
He's just plotting. He's got the fucking.
He's got evil fingers going between each other now.
He's about to execute Order 66 over there. It's okay.
You heard how mad he was with Jay or with Kai earlier. It was hostile for a second. It was like, yeah.
I feel like not enough game show hosts yell at their competitors.
I love that we started the show, too, with the fact that Kai is aggressive towards me verbally. And all he's done is verbally assault all of our lovely guests.
Yeah, but I've done nothing to you. See, it's kind of, you say, it's so, look, if I'm not taking it out of you, I'm kicking the dog, basically, right? You know, you got to take it out somewhere.
This is a great title for a country song, but fuck the dog.
Hey, I got a dog over there. Dog lovers over here.
Yeah.
Calm down.
I love all animals.
When he said he was wearing a Sue shirt, I said, that's what he cooks for his dog in. I know it. That's like his dog.
Damn right.
Shirt. Okay.
You're goddamn right.
It's a fur baby.
What? All right. Let's go to our next competitors. Jay has fought his way in to face off against Jason. This shouldn't be confusing at all. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Yay.
Let's do this. Okay.
So you're both from Britain.
Yes. As far as I know, that is correct.
It's going to make it very confusing. Yeah, it's one guy, basically.
We like all the same films.
We've been catfished for years. Or as I like to call it, we've been tailed. All right, so nobody watches football. Here we go. You guys,
Notre Dame,
same rules. You got five films. Winner takes it. Here we go. We're going to start with your first one. Your first film is a 2012.
Jay.
Argo. Go ahead.
No, after you.
Wait, did you say Argo or Algo?
I said Argo. Argo.
I seriously... Damn it, Kai.
I couldn't hear it. Jason, is Jason with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. He's really pissed about the Pokemon thing. Hey, Jason, you want to take a crack at a 2012 film?
The Avengers.
That's incorrect for 6 points. Rose Byrne is in this movie. Like her.
Yeah.
Silence is fantastic for podcasts. Thank you, everyone.
I can't think of anything she was in that yet. Jay. Neighbors. That wasn't that year. So it wouldn't be that.
So you're telling yourself you're wrong?
I probably am. Yeah.
He's narrating his life.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll say no.
Okay.
Jason, you can have a crack at it.
Bridesmaids.
No. Not a bad guess. I don't hate it. What was your next superhero? I had it. I just had it. It is... The tagline of this film for 5 points is, one moment can change your life.
Jay. I give it a year?
What?
The answer?
The film, I give it a year, the rom-com with her and rape school.
No.
Okay.
Like, I have no idea if Jay's answer.
I don't want that 10 seconds. I want a year.
Just speaking to him.
Surprise, British
humor. I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, we'll go to your next clue. For 4 points, Eva Mendes is in this movie.
Oh, Jay.
Oh, now he's got some fucking vibrance in his life.
The title. The Pines.
Yeah, that's what we want this now.
Place Beyond the Pines.
What is it?
The Place Beyond the Pines?
Ryan that Gosling? Is correct.
Yes!
Oh, Rose Byrne is in that. I didn't even fucking know that. I've seen that movie. I don't even remember her name.
It's Eva Mendes.
Mendes, I remember.
I'm a fan of Eva Mendes. So.
It is The Place Beyond the Pines. Let's move on to your second film. All right. Your first film is a 1992.
That's nice. Jay!
Jay.
Batman Returns. That was 92.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Jason?
Wayne's World.
That is incorrect. For 6 points, Barbara Babcock is in this movie.
What?
I don't get directors, so I have to just kind of pick what I'm given.
I don't know who that is.
But she has a cock in her name, and I think it's funny.
You've had Brian Cox and Barbara Babcock. What's going on?
Oh, maybe they're themed. I get it. Okay.
Jason.
Okay.
Jason.
Is it fucking Far and Away?
Yes, it is.
For 6 points, it is. Far and Away, Jason. That's correct.
She plays Nicole Kidman's mom.
Oh, I have that whole movie memorized now.
How many times has Far and Away come up in the game?
Is this
out of interest?
Is this Far and Away podcast?
Okay.
You should know, Jay. You listen enough.
I've never seen Far and Away.
You don't know about what happened with Far and Away.
I'm aware
I
know the notoriety of it being referenced to Jason, so it being in the game he's playing seems unfair, but hey, I'll roll with it.
It was in the game.
So you're aware of it just like he was.
Yeah, but to a lesser extent. I'm not better, it's fine.
Sorry, Heather and I take great joy from doing that to him. So, let's move on to movie number three. Movie number three is a 2009.
Jay. Avatar.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Jay.
The Hangover.
No, good guess, though. For 6 points, this actor is in the film. His name is Exhibit.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I know what this is. He's not really an actor.
He's not really a rapper.
Oh, no.
Jason.
He's not really an independent Jason.
Do I have to get the full title?
Oh, yeah.
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
For 6 points, that is correct.
Oh, that was freakish.
Well, he's a cop, isn't he?
Okay. So, Jay, you're not out of this yet. The score is 12-4. Two films to go. You're looking all right.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's the enthusiasm.
At least you're confident. All right, so this film is a 2006.
Jay.
Casino
Royale.
That is incorrect. Is that 05?
I think it's 06. That was DJ's our Bond expert.
It's 06. You're correct.
Go. Thank you.
You don't have to be a dick about it.
He's right, man.
I checked with somebody else. How's that being a dick?
Kind of shitty when you said it. I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you, man. Me and Craig go way back.
Hey, it's a Bond film, and I'm British. You don't go against that.
Are you crazy?
Jason, you want to take a crack at it?
I'll say Bullrat.
Bullrat? No, that is incorrect. For 6 points. Sounded like Bowl of Rats. For 6 points, Bruce Willis is in this movie. Heather, your thing that you do. You
okay,
guys can guess.
So this is a part that's very helpful to you in your guessing. If you hear a big actor, like a really important guy's name at this point, it's probably not because he's in the lead role. It's because he's a supporting actor in an ensemble cast.
Jay.
Jay.
Ocean's 12.
That is incorrect.
Okay. Oh, man, I thought that was what it was.
Oh, that was a good guess, actually.
That's what I thought it was.
That was pretty good.
The only Bruce Willis movie I can think of where he was, like, supporting did not come out in 2006. So I'll say it anyway. North?
That is incorrect. For 3 points, or for your third clue, for 5 points, I can do math, is how did it ever go so far? Question mark.
What the?
I think I know. But not from that clue. But I think.
Yeah.
Jay. Planet Terror?
That is incorrect. Okay. That was 07.
Oh, that's, okay, close. Okay.
Yeah, you're in the right ballpark, but it was 07.
It's just supporting Bruce Willis films.
I have no fucking clue.
Okay. You want to throw one out there just in case? Far and Away 2, the
Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk, that is incorrect. As Heather said, he had a bit of a more meteor role in that one. Four points. Now, this could be Mouse on Buzzers. I don't know. So Mouse on Buzzers. Justin Timberlake is in this movie.
Jay. Oh,
Wayne, you're right.
Who was it? Who do you hear first, Heather? She was talking. She wasn't even paying attention. Heather, who said chime in first? Jason, did you chime in?
I did.
I heard them. They were very, very close.
I heard Jay distinctly, but I thought I heard Jay right before Jay, but I didn't know if Jay said...
Jay before Jay? Cameron, why don't you guys get better names?
Yeah, you guys should have the last names for buzzers. I'm just going to say...
DJ Wayne, who did you hear first?
Oh, man, I couldn't tell if it was Jason or... I heard Jay, that's all I fucking heard, but I couldn't...
I feel like they're telling you the answer, Kai.
I heard Jay distinctly, so I'm going to give it to Jay, Jason, sorry. Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, Alpha Dog?
It is Alpha Dog, 4 points, that is correct.
Ah.
Oh, man, I thought I was
that
looking
was
up
my guess anyway, so that's all good.
Okay.
Okay, so what we have right now is 8 to 12.
Oh, boy.
I've used up all the films that I wrote down that are the rest are on my computer that is updating, so I'm going to have to go to IMDb for this. It should be interesting.
I can send you a list if you want.
Damn, Gina!
Again. I don't think you're doing it right. Okay. Your last film, for 7 points, is in 1988.
Oh, wow, great year.
Jay. Midnight Run.
That is incorrect.
Oh, but it's so good.
I will go with...
Fuck your choices, Kai.
I will go with Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Nice. That is incorrect. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is the one that had the tagline that was too big of a giveaway. So I'm going to give you something else instead. I just have to find their names. No, I'll give you this first. For 6 points, David Caruso's in this movie.
No, it's not that. Solid. Jay.
Jay.
I think the year's wrong, but First Blood.
No,
that's correct. That's the David Caruso film I know.
The David Caruso movie, you know.
The one.
Mine
is CSI.
Alright, I have a guess.
Okay, Jason, let's hear it.
Twins?
What was that?
Twins?
For 6 points, it is Twins. Congratulations.
Nice.
Bam.
David Caruso was in Twins? Where?
Like a very bit part.
Oh my god.
We defeated the British again!
God damn it,
guys. We don't want your country anyway.
Coming. Oh my.
We don't want your shithole country.
Yes, Jay,
you're always a great competitor. Heather, why don't you say something sultry or sweet or something nice, something comforting to Jason? To Jay? Not to Jay, because Jason hasn't heard yet. Jay. Say something to make him feel better. Cheer him up a little bit. Go ahead.
Jay, I think you're fantastical, and you sound like Sean Connery to me, so...
Well, thank you, Heather. You sound like Rick Grimes to me.
Shut up.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. You're welcome to hang out. Please do. All right. We got our number one and our number two, DJ versus Jason. Coincidentally, you both scored 18 in that first round. That's pretty impressive. I'd also like you to thank. I'd like to thank you both for saving me shipping to the other side of the world. That was very, very nice of you.
The other side of the world.
Well, wait, so that does that mean that we get bigger packages now?
Man, you're born with the package you get. You're born with the package you get. There's not much I can do for you. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's damn it! I was hoping you'd help out in that department. Oh well.
Short circuit.
Kai's gonna send you some sexy pictures for all the losers. Actually, he's gonna turn the gravity off in his house again.
I'm gonna send you a picture of my package.
Okay. All right.
It ain't coming in the mail. It's coming via cell phone. All right.
Sweet.
I have to remember how I did this one. Okay, this sucks. All right, you guys, here we go. Five films. So you're mathematically eliminated or somebody with a point. Here we go. Your first film for 7 points is a 2000.
DJ.
DJ.
Gladiator. Get it off the list.
That is incorrect.
Are you not entertained?
I was going to guess Gladiator at some point in the show.
I'm going to go with X-Men.
That is incorrect. I like both your guesses. You are very good at ears. Let's go. For 6 points, Peter Stormare is in this film.
Oh, wow. I love him so much in anything he ever does, ever.
He's in a bunch of shit.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Movies and TV.
Jason. Dancer in the Dark.
That is incorrect. I have no idea what the fuck that is.
You know what Dancer in the Dark is?
I'm lost. I have no idea.
Shall I explain while DJ's thinking?
Yeah!
It was a movie.
The history of Dancer in the Dark.
It was directed by Lars von Trier, starred Bjork. It was a musical.
Oh, yeah! Oh.
He plays Bjork's friend.
That sounds horrible.
She was nominated, I think, for a Golden Globe for that.
Yeah, nominated. That was the that was the reason why she wore that swan dress. She was at the
Oh, yeah. That was pretty awesome.
That's all I can say.
All right, DJ.
I like Bjork.
He's not in Battlefield Earth, is he?
It's not a bad guess.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I almost used that fucking movie today, and I didn't. So we gotta move on now. 4, 7, 6, 5 points. The tagline of this film is from the director of. Just kidding. The tagline is, "What do you see?"
What do you see?
Yeah. Well, if you want to put the inflection on the "see," I suppose you can say it like that.
Why?
What do you see?
DJ?
Is it $1 Million Hotel?
No, that sounds made up like the Dance from the Dark thing. Jason? That
weird fucking Mel Gibson.
I'm not going off the tagline, just another 2000 movie I could think of. Dude, Where's My Car?
Sweet!
Dude!
So you have the year right, that's good. Okay,
sweet!
So,
dude!
Now, for 4 points...
We'll stop now.
No, I didn't! For 4 points, Alfred Molina's in this movie.
DJ.
Jason.
DJ Jason. No, DJ, DJ.
DJ.
Oh,
DJ.
Is it Chocolat?
It is Chocolat for 4 points. That is correct.
That's like Molina.
All right, let me pull up your next film here. I apologize that the time has flown. Your next film, for 7 points, is a 2001.
Ooh.
2001.
Jason.
DJ. Ooh, I heard Jason just before DJ.
Yeah,
good.
Shrek.
That is incorrect. I said there was no more animated films.
Oh, sorry.
Jason, better! Go ahead, DJ.
Moulin Rouge?
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
For 6 points... I'm wondering which of these I should give. There's so many good ones. Let's go with... Elizabeth Banks is in this movie.
Oh.
Banks.
I like her.
Jason.
Jason?
Wet Hot American Summer?
For 6 points, it is.
Oh. Damn!
Nice.
Wet Hot American Cheater. I mean, Summer. All right. Hey, DJ, I need a little help right now because I'm having these IGB. Could you just, like talk like our buddy Jeff Goldblum for, like, a couple minutes for me? Because, like, I figured one sentence from him and...
Well, we are playing the game, as it were, and I know we're on here with Jay Kluwet, a big, big, big Jurassic Park fan. He's going to buy my pop figure, I know it.
Oh, both of them.
Both of them, especially the one with my shirts off.
That's oh, yeah. Is.
And some of the men. I don't know. Maybe, perhaps when Kai figures out which movie he's going to give us, maybe then DJ will get it right or lose. It doesn't matter. We're all on the same rock going through the universe toward oblivion. And either way, we're happy, we're sad, we're everything. We're everything. Everything. And if we don't lose focus on that, we can come together as a people. Goldblum 2020, I guess. I don't know who my vice president will be. I'm going to say the Raptors. Yeah, the Raptors.
Mr. Goldblum. Mr. Goldblum.
Raptors? Oh, that was great. I need more. Keep going.
Really?
Because at this point, I'm going to have to take you guys to the bathroom with me. And so far, everyone on this podcast has been to the bathroom with me already, other than Wayne.
Many
so
times.
It's about time we break Wayne in.
Many, many times.
Wait, that's how you
want to break? I have peed on so many podcasts, like, with the computer in the bathroom while I'm peeing, and I'll hear a, Heather, are you in the bathroom? Shit.
Didn't ask what you were doing.
Yeah. What? Alright. Let's pull this one up. Let me make sure it's okay. Go for 7 points. Thank you, Mr. Goldblum. This is a 2006.
2006, we're just on that year. DJ! Little Miss Sunshine.
Ooh.
That's incorrect.
I like that guess, though. Hmm.
Jason?
I'm just going to guess Bull Rat again.
That's incorrect. 4, 6 points. John Lovitz is in this movie.
John Lovitz.
Jason. I can't be wrong about this. Southland Tales.
For 6 points.
Yes!
Southland Tales.
Yes. Impressive.
Wow.
One of the worst ever movies of the month.
So just so you know, I started updating my computer a half hour before the podcast, and we're about 54% right now, so I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Almost there.
So I need someone to go ahead and fill for me again. I figure what would be better than Heather doing Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, my God. This would be amazing.
No, yep. It won't be amazing.
Well, we want to hear it.
I've been working on my John Bernthal impersonation, but I'll put that in the...
I'd rather hear that as Shane or...
I've been working more on my John Bernthal as the Punisher.
Wait, you guys are not in charge of this. I want to hear Heather's Jeff Goldblum.
There you
happen.
Go. Please.
That is chaos.
Beautiful. Fucking beautiful.
Alright, now I want to hear the other thing. Let's go with the Bernthal.
Oh, well, it's more Bernthal as the Punisher being tortured, which is involves a lot of heavy breathing, and then you gotta talk in the back of your throat. Kind of like Caesar from Planet of the Apes, right? But you gotta start adding words, right? Like and writing your sentences, and that a boy, and it's asking rhetorical questions like they don't make sense. Like, you one of them soothsayers, Heather? Huh? You can see my future, right? A bunch of Dionne Wards, right? Well, why don't we just get stuff pumped up, right? And let's do it. Let's do it. Why don't we get down to business, okay? Let's do it. Okay. Yeah, Russo. That's essentially all that I got right now.
Wow, that's fucking impressive, man. By the way. Little bit of a spoiler, John Bernthal, great in Wind River. Probably my favorite part of the fucking movie.
He's pretty dope in that movie for the 10 minutes maybe.
He is, as DJ said, pretty fucking dope. Alright, I got your next film, guys. Now the score is 12-4, DJ, get your head on straight. Here we go.
All right.
This film is a 2004.
Jason.
I heard Jason just before DJ.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Of the Spotless Mind or on it?
Of.
That's incorrect. DJ. I couldn't remember. I was just asking.
Collateral?
That is incorrect. 4. 6 points. This should help. Christopher Walken's in this movie.
DJ. Oh, yeah, that's very helpful.
DJ.
Shit. That was my brain.
Let's say Kill Bill.
Oh, wait, Man on Fire.
That is incorrect.
Fuck!
That's where I was going as well. So.
I'm going to go with Stepford Wives.
That is also incorrect. Now, because the tagline is a total giveaway, I'm going to go ahead and give you another actor in the film. Okay? For 5 points, Amy Poehler is in this. I don't remember her in it.
Jason. Envy.
What is going on?
Oh!
I never
even heard of it.
The tension was killing me!
Me either, what the hell?
I never even heard of
it.
Ben Stiller and Jack Black.
Long pause.
I thought it'd be funny to see how long it took for somebody to fucking respond, and of course Heather was the first one to shout something out. Hey guys, for 5 points it is Envy, and that makes Jason our winner. Congratulations, Jason!
Fucking finally.
Yay, Soto!
I would love somebody on Jeopardy to do that. They go out and they're like, fucking finally.
Fuck you, Trebek.
Well, this is like my third or fourth tournament, and I've lost very badly, so I'm very happy to have won one finally.
Well, cool, you get a box of shit for it, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get your package, Kai, and the one you're going to send in the mail, too.
He's going to dress up give it as a Pokemon. Who's your favorite Pokemon, Jason?
It's going to be Snorlax.
Yeah,
really?
Snorlax.
Not a Jigglypuff? I thought you would have gone with Jigglypuff.
Hey, Snorlax eats and sleeps all day. What? Like, that's basically
true.
Me.
That's true.
Living the life. All right, so that brings us to the end of the show. Hey, let's go ahead and go down the room. We lost Todd. What is Todd's website, Heather?
Forgotten Films.
He also hosts the Forgotten Filmcast and the Award Family Podcast.
Thank you. Oh, there you go. I know things.
Jay, you want to do everyone's plug? You just fucking know everybody.
Jay, plug ourself.
Jay, let Jay do it. Jay knows everybody better.
Jay, Clear, thank you for being on the show. Do you want to go ahead and plug all the stuff you do?
Yeah, my site is lifevsfilm.com. The LAM, Kaiser already mentioned, Large Ass Association Movie Blogs at largeassmovieblogs.com. If you have a film blog and would like to be part of a community, then come over there and join us. And our podcast is the LAMcast every week. Everyone apart from Wayne's been on the show, I think. Todd's going to be on next week's show. Heather's on this week's show. DJ will be on, I think, Black Panther show in the future. And I really want to plug the 400th show we did end of last year, which was one of our longest shows we did. It was an insane show. It had like 16 guests, including Heather and Soto. And it was a lot
of
fun.
You have to say end of last year. Can't you say a couple fucking weeks ago? It sounds so much more dramatic.
Okay, I'm sorry. Twas mid-November 2017.
Guy's telling you how to plug your own shit.
It was a fortnight ago. Yes.
It was several fortnights ago, actually. Did you? So yeah, that's it.
All right, thank you, Jay. We love having you on. Wayne, are you there?
Yep, still here.
You want to plug anything other than your beard?
No, I think we got the beard covered. That's about it. Yeah, I'm kind of defunct as far as it comes as blogging and podcasting, except when you wonderful people get in touch with me to drag me out of my
serial killing planning.
Yes, all my serial killing planning. Yeah, it's been many an hour watching and rewatching Mindhunter, you know, to get into the mood, you know. So.
Good show.
That'll do it. If anything's pro serial killer that I've watched in a long time, it's definitely that.
Yeah. Thank you, David Fincher.
Yeah.
Speaking of David Fincher, DJ.
Yes?
I just need a segue. I don't know what they have to do with one another. DJ, what would you...
me and David Fincher tight. Hey, Dave. What's up?
It's better than speaking of serial killers. DJ!
I killed so many.
For all we know, his last name is Valentine, which could be like Val, which could be a first name. We don't know what that DJ stands for. There could be three first names hidden in there. He could be one of them.
Death.
Serial killers.
Death.
It's like Doug, John, Val. That's like the worst kind. All right, DJ, do you want to play some shit? I know you do like 10 million things.
Well, I'm on the Split Screen Reviews podcast. Right now we have our commentary for the Andy Sedaris film Fit to Kill, which is amazing. Our 98th episode, a regular show where we look for an office and our opening skit. And coming up in February, we have the 100th episode where a couple people on this show, maybe Jake Fluitt, yeah. maybe Heather Baxendale will show up and grace us with their presence. That's coming up late February.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, she graces me with her presence every other week. It's a blast. Anyway, thanks for coming on. And DJ, text me your address. I probably have it from last year, but send it to me somehow. DM me. I usually send the second place a little something, so I'll send you a couple little things. Okay, man?
Thank you.
He also means a picture of himself when he said that.
Yeah, I'm also sending you a dick pic. All right.
Bitch.
Jealous. I had to use the wide-angle lens. Hey, Jason.
Yes.
What would you like to plug, champ?
Oh, I got a lot. Okay. So, I wrote a science fiction
book.
I wrote a science fiction book about time travel. It's called Time in My Hands, Volume 1. You can get it on Amazon. I do a podcast with my pal Nolan. We talk about bad movies, cult movies, and all that good shit. Most of the people that are here were on that show as well, so that's awesome. And you can find that at thelairoftheunwanted.com. And I review board games based on movies, and you can check that out at cinegamerjason.com.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you. I've been invited on everybody's podcast. Everybody that's on the... Oh, wait. No, I haven't been. Okay, so, Jason?
Yes?
Send me your address, buddy. I think I have it somewhere, but just send it to me anyway, and I will shoot you a box full of shit. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very happy.
That brings it to the end of the show. Heather?
Yes, Kai. I just peed, guys. It was awesome.
Good for you.
No. Good for us.
Okay, do I get a cookie? I'm like, did you get a cookie? Come on, cookie. Want a Del Rey Lindos, please?
Every time I go to say, are you done? She just starts again. So I just wait sometimes.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. What do we want to plug, sweetheart?
You can follow us on Instagram at MILFcast. You can also follow us on Facebook because sometimes I put awesome stuff on there. Kai doesn't do anything. He just sits there and says, I don't know what she's doing there. Whatever it is, it's not me. He's busy doing stuff with all of his art stuff. You can follow him on that Twitter place at the... No, you're not the Amazing Kiderman on there. You're just Kiderman. Kiderman.
Kiderman.
Kiderman. I have Kiderman Tourette's.
This is the one time to do something responsibly and move the show along, and this is what I get. And people want to know why I get fucking mad at her.
I'm sorry. I'm so exhausted from the pee. Okay, so you can follow me at Heather.
How are you doing it?
Doing what? Pee?
Peeing. How's it tiring you out?
You know, when you get... When...
Are you standing on your head and doing it?
When you get mad at her, you sound kind of like that Mel Gibson tape from a couple years ago.
I feel like that Mel Gibson tape, but without the racism. Same level of hatred, DJ. Just none of the anti-Semitism.
Watch Apocalypto. Watch it. You want to jump?
Good. So, Heather on Twitter is at Heather_Kenobi. I am at Kiderman. If you want to follow my art page, come find me on Instagram at The Amazing Kiderman, because I get better there, apparently. That's about it. Let's bring this to the end of the show. I can do this all day. Beer to be drank, booze to be seen. I'm going to go do that. We'll see you guys next time. Heather?
So this meteor came, and all I could think was, this is how Maximum Overdrive started.
Oh, we are talking about that next show.
I know.
Milfie!
At some point, we've all said, I hate Skype at least 555 times.
You'd think they'd learn by now to fix themselves.
Yeah, and you know, whenever I try to tell somebody else that doesn't do this, I'll go on a fucking rant about it too. They're like, well, why don't you guys use a different recorder? Well, why don't you guys use something else? I'm like, don't you think we fucking have tried? We're all a That's bunch of we nerds. We've been doing this for a long time.
We gave up on Skype like the beginning of probably like September. We're like, we're going to use something else. We can't do this.
Podcasting since before people were fucking podcasting. Don't tell me what to fucking use.
Exactly.
Fucking dipshits.